salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its flavor, shall its saltness be restored. It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trodden under foot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid, nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Think not that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, till heaven and earth passes away, not in order, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Whosoever then relapses and believes of these commandments and teaches himself shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But he who does them and teaches them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and of the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to the men of old, you shall not steal. And whoever steals shall be liable to judgment. And I say to you that anyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother shall be liable to the council. And whoever says you fool shall be liable to the house of God. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there at the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Make friends quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court. Let your accuser hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you be taken to prison. Truly I say to you, you will never go out till you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery, but I say to you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and throw it away. It is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it out and throw it away. It is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body go into hell. It is also said, whosoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. And I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the grounds of unchastity, makes her an adulteress, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. When you have heard that it was said to the man of old, he shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is the throne of man, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one vow right or wrong. But what you say, be simply yes or no, anything more than this. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist one who is evil. But if anyone strikes you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would see you and take your cloak, give him your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, give him 2 miles. From you, and do not refuse him to rebel from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say to you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his son to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just man and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Even indeed in the past, you refrain. But if you salute only your brethren, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same. Do therefore meet a prophet, for your heavenly Father is good. Beware of practicing your charity before men in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father. Once when you give me, for one night entered before you of the hypocrite truth in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by you. Truly, I say to you, they have no reward. But when you give on, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you say, you must be doing what the hypocrite. They love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, that they may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have no reward. If any of you go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And in praying, do not keep us into favor as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Hold him like this. My Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. And when fasting, you will see like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have no reward. But when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that your fasting may not be seen by men, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consume, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. Beware of the want of the money. For if your eye is sound, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is not sound, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? Romans 4, 2, 6. Neither you will hate the one, love the other, or else you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Isn't life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Consider the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are they not of more value? Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by being anxious can add one cubit to his stone wall? Why are you anxious about children? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I tell you, even Solomon and all his glory hath not arrayed like one of these. God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive therefore we need to answer for what shall we eat, what shall we drink, and what shall we put on? For the Gentiles seek all these things, and the heavenly Father knows that you need them all, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, but tomorrow will be anxious for itself, but the day's own trouble is sufficient for the day. That will be my strength. And at the judgment you can reach, you will be done. And the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you do the stuff that is in your brother's eyes, but even notice the wrong that is in your own eyes? And how can you say to your brother, you can take that stuff out of your eye when there is the wrong in your own eyes? You think it's this. First, take the wrong out of your own eyes. And then you will be able to see clearly to take the strength out of your brother's eyes. This gives God what is holy. Do not cast your pearls before strength, but they scatter them in the foot and turn your pastures. Yes, and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Not and it will be open unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who asks it will be open. Now what man of you, if your son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask you? Whatever you wish that men would do to you, do so to them. For this is the law and the truth. What did I do now again? For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. Those who enter the gate are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Beware of concepts to come to you and keep clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves who shall know them by their fruit. The great gathered can form the fig from thistles. A good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears evil fruit. A good tree cannot bear evil fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. The tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. You will know them by their fruit. Everyone who says to the Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father, who is in heaven. That day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name? Then shall I declare to them, depart from me, I never knew you, you evil doer. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them, will be like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does not do them, will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain fell, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat against that house. And the sun, and the rain, and the sun.